this horrible stuff that I hate having to cover, but it's good to get it out there at the end of the day, just to know the devil exists. That's one of his biggest tricks, is he doesn't exist. No, he does. And this is spiritual. Here's Tim Burchett, a congressman, saying we need to just, anybody involved, no matter Republican or Democrat, needs to be executed. And I agree with him. Here it is.
Should there be an investigation or a special counsel investigation?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I just find them guilty and hang them publicly. I mean, I'm not, that's not over the top either. I'm ready. I'm over it. It disgusts me. I'm big on clarity and transparency, and you know, that's good reason people don't trust government, either party.
But you don't believe what the Justice Department is saying?
I don't know. No, I don't. I don't. I think I don't. I don't. I don't trust.
Yeah, so you got hardcore Trump allies saying this is too far, and me too. Todd Blanche, no, no men abuse anybody. There's nobody. We're not, you know, BS. I'm done. Now, that doesn't mean I jump over and support the Democrats and turn against Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and don't support the good stuff administration. I just say, boy, too bad Trump went off the rails. Too bad he got, you know, whatever happened to him. Too bad something ate his brain. And boy, we're in trouble. We better get a new MAGA leader, you know, and we better defeat the Democrats, because they're the real people openly coming for our kids. They're the ones that are open pedophiles. Look at this. MAGA cult slayer. You know, oh, the Democrats are so happy. All misrepresenting, putting out fake videos on Trump, but using him and the DOJ helping cover this up to say we are the ones doing all this. And this man freaks out at an airport, and they're saying this is the exact level of appropriate response that we should all have right now. Well, yeah, or like 30 million of us got killed by the shots. We should be mad about all of it. We should know who's mainly behind it. That's why it's a tragedy that Trump is committing political suicide right now. Here we go.
Because the FD files have been released. All of y'all are acting horrible. FD files have been released. And all of y'all are acting normal. All of y'all are acting normal. They can laugh, but y'all can Google it. They can laugh, but y'all can Google it. The Epstein files have been released, and all of y'all are acting normal. All of y'all are acting normal.
They're in the Constitution. That man that lost their goddamn mind.
Airport is acting normal.
Everybody's calling.
No, hey, you hey, shut hey. The up.
Yeah. Oh, wait, don't say that.
Because
yeah.
The Epstein files, what I'm reading, what I'm reading, and everybody in this room can read if you go to Google right now. Everybody in this room can read. They are eating babies. They are trafficking children. And if you think,
and the way Google selectively puts all this out, it only shows you the twisted stuff where it blames Trump. It doesn't matter, because Trump and the DOJ, the buck stops with him, have obviously engaged in at least a partial cover-up. So now, okay, fair game. You heard Congressman Tim Burchett, big Trump supporter, great patriot. He's like, yeah, I don't believe the DOJ. I'm done. So I mean, that's why MTG got off the Trump train. She's not running for Senate. She's not running for governor. She's out. She's a successful woman. Self-made, grew up poor. Her own multi-million-dollar construction company. She was just like, had the conversations with Trump. He's like, I don't want to hurt my friends. Plus, you know, you really can't prove it. It's old. And she's like, well, at least we got to put it out. And then all these people turned on her, you know, and got mad that she went and did kind of an apology tour. She knows if she doesn't do that, the Democrats are going to indict her when Trump's out of office. See, that's what's so dangerous about this, folks. Well, those of us that have stood up for Trump have sacrificed almost everything. That's why I need him to succeed. He's getting so much good stuff done, but it doesn't matter. I will take no part in evil, especially as children. One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. Out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, Ultramethylene Blue is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexandshore.com right now and get Ultramethylene Blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your Ultramethylene Blue now at thealexandshore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene just put this out on X. Any docs talking about jerky and pizza, and FBI docs with President, Secretary of State, and any and all government officials and people profiting from government contracts, foreign countries Epstein was working for, names unredacted. No exceptions. That's what she's saying. Congressman Massey, tomorrow I will go to the DOJ to review the unredacted Epstein files. Which docs should I view? And she said, any docs with jerky or pizza. And even before Pizzagate 10 years ago, I explained the FBI training manuals and things to know the different symbols, the different things, what their code words are. Now, people confronted Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports because he's always been obsessed with pizza. And he does pizza reviews. Pizza's one of my favorite foods. Trying to accuse him, and he blew up. Guys, come on. That guy's not involved in that. Roger Stone's opening a pizza restaurant in Palm Beach. You know what Roger talks about on the phone when you're on my politics? You know what he sends me pictures of? Not of hot women or anything like that. He sends me pictures of spaghetti and meatballs he's cooking and veal parmesan he's cooking and pizzas. And every time I go visit him in Florida, he's like, let's do the podcast later. Let's go have pizza. And when we're eating pizza at his favorite Sicilian place, because he's Sicilian, his mom, it ain't about eating kids. It's about eating pizza. In fact, I couldn't help myself. I like to, you know, stay healthy, but I went to my favorite little Italian place today in between work. Well, I still was working while I was there. Just ducked in, got myself a little small Italian sausage with peppers, a little salad. It was delicious. And while I was doing it, I saw the Portnoy thing while I'm eating pizza. And I go, God, am I going to get burned to the stake? But you know, that shows how crazy this is. So I want to run through some more of this. Obviously, to do this right, because we need to cover this, but we also can't spend all our time on it because there's other big pieces happening. I'm going to have to do like some 4 or 5 hour commercial-free shows. I mean, I did like a 3 hour one yesterday. But I mainly hit this. Well, I had like five topics, but I think half of it was this. I want to open the phones up and just bounce it off you. You know, these influence farmers always say, tell me what you think on their tweet. Because I've read the, you know, influence stuff to see what they're following. I just follow whatever I think's real. But it's like, ask people what they think so they feel like you care. No, when I ask you what you think, it's because it helps me to hear different ideas, see different things you post. I mean, I need that. I need that. I've been calling up family, been calling up FBI guys. I know they're good. Not just Seraphim today. We had like an hour-long conversation with me and Seraphim. I'm just like, I'm calling family up. I'm like, what do I do? I mean, this is just... Because here's the deal. We know the Democrats and the European Union leftists, they're the ones all resigning right now. Like dozens of them in Europe. Crown princes and prime ministers. It's not getting really any attention, but it's the Epstein thing. And I tell you, this pedophile stuff and Satanism in Europe is even worse than it is here. There's been so many cases that get put under the rug, famous cases. I mean, they hit the news, they disappear. I mean, the Trump's handling of this has been so horrible that the optics are it's him involved. And then by extension, he is now. Not in the physical deed. He's not on Epstein Island drinking kids' blood. He's not shipping kids' blood to all these rich people. But by extension, he does this. And I'm like, well, by extension, I gave you benefit of the doubt for a while. But if I sit there and don't go hardcore on you that I'm involved, that ain't happening. My soul ain't for sale. So, no, sir. People ask, like, why have you supported Trump? We've gotten so much good done. We know he wasn't in there doing any of the crimes. I mean, they've done analysis. 2 billion people will die under the carbon regime, carbon tax system they had, the Paris Accord. That, just that alone, I mean, my God. The border secure, half the kidnapped kids found, no more new kids coming across. I mean, it goes on and on. So I'm in a real paradox, and I've never had this before, where I'm like, this is so much better with Trump, but I'm sorry, Todd Blanche up there saying, there's no men abuse any girls, and we would, if we found any evidence, we'd go after it. And it's all over the damn place. I mean, reason I'm hesitating is I don't want to read more. It gets worse, okay? I mean, the stuff in here is Epstein with all these young women. Well, you bought my baby, or I came to Zorro and had it, but I never got to see it. And, you know, I fell asleep and a month, and the baby's gone. Yeah, I mean, they cesarean them. Or other women, he just buys them off the street. He comes up to poor pregnant women at trailer parks. Oh, you got a newborn baby? I'll give you $500,000 right now. By the way, I'll pay you for more babies in the future. That's all in here. This is real stuff. And then you got his wife or his heir. We're not sure if he married her. They say that's sealed. $300 million conservatively to her and his real estate. And she's all, yeah, they're Satanists, but he was battling them and he was a good guy. Well, sweetheart, come on the show. Let's talk about it. You're in the emails as like the manager, you know, kind of like getting everybody their beef jerky and mailing the beef jerky out to the labs, or, you know. So you're a happy little helper for Santa here. So no, I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. So justice be done, may the heavens fall. I don't calculate about what it's going to do to me when I do the right thing. People always like, Jones has secretly been supporting Trump because he's been paid off or protected. All I get is attacked because of Trump. And the Democrats are 9 million times more guilty. But now, because this is so officially Trump wading into the swamp and bathing himself and baptizing in it, I'm like, well, I've reached my limit here. That said, I'm not going to spend 99% of my time bashing him, because I'm going to say, okay, I've got a problem with you, but let's look at the Democrats. I want the Justice Department to prosecute everybody in here. So Clinton's willing to testify before Congress because he knows they're going to limit what's brought out. They're not going to ask him about adrenochrome. They're not going to ask him about one slice of pizza for 7 people. They're not going to call Todd Blanche in and say, who are the names redacted here? Because I got something really big coming up that got General Flynn today. I'd already seen this, was already decided to do what I'm doing. And Flynn, I noticed right when I was driving to work also today, said, this is a Rubicon for me. The White House better explain this and better clear this up, or I'm sayonara. And that's why they've done secret opposition research on him, according to him and his sources, and I believe it. It's on me, too. And on Kyle Serafin and others. They know this is going to get so bad that Flynn will go public and come out at a certain point if Trump goes wrong. And they know I will, too. That's why I'm kept at arm's length, and I want to be kept at arm's length. Blanche has tried to meet with me. Trump's tried to have me, you know, oh, why don't you come tomorrow? I'll come here. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, let me set that up. And that's what I was not sure in the last year. I was up there saying, I'm hoping, you know, Trump's way better, let's see. But I'm like, yeah. I had 4 different reporters call me, including one that works here. They're like, yeah, the Blanche's people, or Blanche reached out and would like to meet with you, and maybe we can fix your Justice Department problems. Oh, I bet you can. Yeah, by demoting and then getting rid of Ed Martin, the guy that you blocked from doing anything. I'm not stupid. That meeting's about getting compromised and nothing else. But I kept that back. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to hold my powder till I can see the whites of their eyes. And I'm just looking at my watch going, man, I'm sure hoping you don't keep. Okay, well, I'm done. Ding, 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 ding. It's got the little egg timer over there. But I'm not going to sit there to prove myself that I'm holier than thou and spend all my time on Trump. Nope, Trump and his people are covering up for the Democrat devil worshipers of the kids. But we're going to make it about the devil worshipers of the kids. It'll be Trump's covering up for the devil worshipers of the kids. Bloop, 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 Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. I'm going to spend 90% of my time on them because they're the ones doing it, and they're the ones that as soon as he's out are going to come rushing in on America and all of us, and that's who we're really fighting. So I've explained it all to you. That's my analysis. I prayed about this. I've told you I've been really struggling with it. So there you go. Gloves are off. And all the scumbag left flooding pictures of Trump with his daughters saying it's kidnapped kids and fake AI with real videos of him at public events cutting in little girls. You were aiding and abetting the pedophiles, what they really did, by putting out a smokescreen for them. And you will face God for what you've done. And most of them are bot farms, so it's probably the Democrats putting it out. And anybody out there telling you that I'm in a cover-up or I'm involved, that's the bad guy. No, I was one of the first to ever expose this. I'm the one being sued into oblivion. I'm the one being attacked. I'm the one they're coming after. Because they know I will parse this and get down to the nitty-gritty. They know I'll go where the truth is. There's a lot of talk about revolution. The left wants that. We're having a cultural revolution to their communist cultural revolution. We're winning populism. Some people are like, we're ready to start shooting. Who are you going to shoot? You're going to turn them into victims. You do that. Shoot them politically with the truth, nonviolently. Expose them with the real documents. That's it. Real Off Jones on X, because we go through it, only post the stuff that's vetted. And the Epstein Files, this is the name of the Epstein Files, is also an excellent site. There's a bunch of them. We need to create a list of things that I've looked at that they're really doing their job. Doesn't mean they might get something wrong here or there. I mean, none of us are perfect. But I mean, we need to create a list. In fact, I almost said it this morning, of 10 or 15 places where it's vetted and it's researched and you can know it's real. Because, I mean, I spent so much time tracking down stuff and going to the DOJ website and it's not real. Or, checking these AI videos and things. Because, again, people are so pissed they want to believe it all, but in the end, that's rabbit trails and will discredit what we're doing. We have to go to the real stuff, and we have real stuff out the arse. They know who these women are. Many of them 14, 15 that got approached, brought to have babies at Zorro Ranch. Who were the men? Who were the people? We've talked to a lot of the folks that don't even know the other people, and they say it's the same people. We know. So I don't want to hear this garbage about, there's nobody guilty, so... there's no men abusing kids. We would have prosecuted them. That's the same thing. Hey, trust me, bro, on Joe Rogan's podcast with Cash Patel, if you made a fool of himself on Fox News with Bongino. Going, bro, trust me, bro. No, there was no second shooter or help at Pennsylvania. And Epstein did kill himself, and he really wasn't a pedophile. And, there was nothing happening there. And we know the whole story and who he worked for and who it went back to. And I know from the Franklin cover-up and Gunderson, George Herbert Walker Bush, and it was even in the news at the time, and the Finders, and that whole operation, and they hired Epstein with Lex Wexner, and they brought him in, and he ran the airline that brought in the Somalis to Ohio, and we had, it's all come out. I mean, we know. And Trump was never involved in any of it, so I can say he's not involved. And still, we're hurt, and we're worried about the bad DOJ he's got and what he's done to get rid of Ed Martin, but we still go, okay, he joined it as a whatever it is, but in the level of scale of evil, the Democrats are literally running the field here, making it all about Trump and not all the certified stuff they're doing. So that's the mind game. Let's just get it out of the way. Okay, Trump, you're letting your DOJ do this. Obviously, you're behind it. You've said move on. We ain't moving on. Tony Montana said, no one. Two things in this world a man has, and that's his word and his balls. And I ain't breaking either one of them for nobody. But I have actually sat back and prayed and said, God, this is going to save 2 billion people cutting off the carbon shutdown. Oh my God, shutting down Kennedy, shutting down all the poison shots, the fluoride. Oh my God, it's so... I mean, it's just at the border. They found half the missing kids. It's so good. It's like God's like, yeah. And what does your conscience tell you? It's still wrong to cover up for these people. And so it's like putting a tablet of cyanide in a 100-gallon thing of water. that tablet of cyanide, you can take that 100-gallon bottle of water, feed it to the whole school of 1,000 kids and kill every one of them. And 99.9% of the water was good, but you still killed the whole school. And that's it. So I'm sorry. With the Democrats, it's a solid container of nothing but cyanide. And with Trump, it's a giant container of water. Bloop, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Put the cyanide tablets in. I'm like, don't drink it. Sorry. But we still back Kennedy, Gabbard, you know, ICE, the main mission, everything, because this is an administration. This is an idea. And that's what's crazy about Trump. All these great things he's doing on so many other fronts, but we know deliberately telling us to move on, deliberately saying, don't look at this, having Todd Blanche do it, killing all this stuff, telling us, you know, it is, and it's like, and we know why, because the King of England's involved, not just his brother, and the whole thing. And half the elites you see on TV are into this stuff because that's the club. You didn't get in it unless you were into it. So Trump looks at it and says, this will bring down the economy and America will lose its standard in the world and it'll discredit us and we won't have the golden era. So they've cut off the new smuggling. They've cut off the new kids coming in. I know what he did. I told people that were in the meetings. I'll just stop right there. I told you right before we got reelected, I said, I've talked to people. One of them was Roger Stone. He's like, it's the CIA, Mossad, MI6, and the Saudis. Trump thinks it'll kill the whole economy. They bring it out. It's not going to come out. That's what he told me. He said, just, you have an imagination. He goes, I don't agree with it. I think they're going to turn around and stab in the back. Well, I think you're right. But he goes, he's not going to listen. So I already knew. Okay, I already knew. And I was like, don't do it. And then they turned around and set him up. So I'm just like, okay, well, it don't matter. Because from day one, I told you how the whole thing was going down. And I sat here and from a position of caring about the country and Trump and everybody else, said, we really need you. We really need you to succeed. Don't let them give you this setup. Don't let them sabotage you. Don't do it. Don't do it. No. Oh, no. It's like in Caddyshack where they're looking through the bushes at this Judge Smells' nephew, Spalding, and they're betting on whether he's going to eat his booger or not. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. No. He's going to get it. He's going to, oh, no. And they lost, you know. I mean, it's like, Trump's like, oh, no, don't do it, Trump. No. And I'm just like, ah. But this isn't funny, like eating a booger. Because as soon as they get rid of him, as soon as they win those midterms, here comes the Justice Department to throw my ass in prison and come with all the transgenderism for your kids' genitals and all the open borders and all the human trafficking and everything else. And that's where I've been hoping he'd make the right move and pushing and doing everything I could as best I could and praying. And I'm getting physically sick over it. And I said, God, Trump's doing so much good. We've turned the tide on so many fronts. But I just can't sit here. And and then the lecturing of the leftist. Jones said Trump was good, but now he'll be all over the news tomorrow when they're the ones that openly want to cut your kids up, that openly love pedophilia, their party, their leftist. It's like the devil himself laughing at us that we have consciences and that we don't do what they do. I don't want to hear anything from those people. In fact, I just pray to God this. I never do this. God, just bring justice on them. I don't even want to look at it. And their victory lap that Trump has handed them. Play the booger eating clip. I got to have something funny. I'm getting the serious stuff. Here it is. Oh, that's a really low version, too. Really low version. I saw you put Spalding eats a booger, Caddyshack. Come on. Caddyshack's very stupid, but it's also very sophisticated. It's multi-layered. Lacey has a certain zest for life. Gambling's illegal at Bushwood. Yes. Oh yeah. The baby Ruth in the and it's like dun 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 dun. See, guys, I like to have fun too. That's why I'm all work, no play. I've spent like 10 hours a day on top of my other work, just trying to get this right. And I know this stuff inside and out, and I just see all these ignorant people that have woken up, but they don't get it, and they're being manipulated. And I see Democrats running around celebrating, we got the pedos, Republicans are the pedos, and you're the open pedos, you damn sick freaks. So I'm going to dedicate a lot of time to showing all their open pedo stuff in the weeks to come. Because I'm going to balance this out. I'll do what I got to about Trump, but I'm not going to buy into their chili and do this to the people. Now, this guy's really pissed. He comes off as really good. I think he's a nice man. I don't know who he is. But, and I get his sentiment. I think he's 99% correct. But just the, all the talk about how you're ready for violence, globalist violence is done covertly through systems and through lies and through propaganda. So what we need you to do is get fully engaged in culture and expose the enemy and pull your children out of the system and build our own communities and run for office, be in the system, out of the system, fight at every level. And also, while you're mad at Trump, which I agree, we need to, this is really a last-ditch effort, Hail Mary, to get Trump back in line. So I think overall, I agree with this guy's message. It's just that I don't, we need to temper a little bit the violence talk. Yeah, we understand you packed the gear to kill people, okay? I got it. But if, and you're, and you are fighting publicly, sir. I'm not saying you're not doing, but expend all your energy in information war, and then if you have to get violent, well, then we understand. Here it is.
I just watched an interview Trump did about this whole Epstein thing, and he said, quote, I think it's time for the country to move on to something else. No. No, bro. No. We brought you in to clean house. We brought you in to bring the noose back. We brought you in to clean the swamp. Enter whatever f***ing funny saying you want to say. We brought you in to handle s***. No, we're not moving on. We've moved on from f***ing everything else. We're not moving on from this s***. Because it's black and f***ing white at this point in time. That some people need to f***ing hang. So one of two things is going to happen. You're either complicit with everybody and you wanted to move on because you got some big problems ahead of you, or you're going to do the job that we brought you in to do, which is hang some people. You and Dana can do it in the front yard of the White House before or after the UFC event. We don't much give a fuck. However, if you don't start putting some people in nooses soon, and I mean like soon, gonna pop off in this country, cuz is gonna pop off in this country, because there are a lot of people like me that just don't give anymore. You're taxing us to death. We're done. You understand that? There's a lot of people like me that love life. We love living. We love being alive. We love our children. We love our family. But at the end of the day, the route that we're going, we're already slaves. You think we want to let our kids be even more indentured servants to you in D.C.? And you can call me crazy. You can call me whatever the f*** you want. But I know well that there are millions upon millions upon millions that think exactly what I'm saying right now. They have no problem going out in a blaze of glory to ensure the next generation isn't the same way that we're by some of you scumbags. I brought you in, Trump, to do a job. You better start doing it.
See, what this guy doesn't know is you're dealing with a more advanced system now. That guy will be put in a globalist file. They'll do a computer AI map with a false flag. They'll go kill him, blame him for a truck bomb at a Black Lives Matter event. I'm not saying they'll literally do that, but that's why you need to watch that type of talk. We'll be right back. All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. It's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexshowstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network. and the site. There's all sorts of behind-the-scenes attacking them. They're big boys, too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But, I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right-hand corner, VIP Club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month, you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money to shovel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You'll say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month. You get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at theolishowstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexshowstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP. 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 And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. It's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you want to understand my warning to the last fellow who's a good guy, maybe we should find out who he is and get him on as a guest and say his name in the video. Somebody probably re-uploaded from his site. We can find him. Watch the 1990s movie Arlington Road with Jeff Bridges if you want to know how this really works. They'll find somebody that's got public statements about violence and things, and they'll set them up with an attack. Watch that movie, sir. Okay. I'm going to be hosting right through the next few hours because I haven't gotten to the big announcement that's intensifying by the Islamists and the left in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe, in the U.K., in Australia, in New Zealand, that white people are indeed evil and bad. And it's the globalists that are pushing this through the universities and teaching everybody. And now we have Democrat congressman from Texas, Gene Wu, saying whites are the enemy, inherently bad. Everyone non-white must unify, overthrow the country, and deal with them. Now I'm going to dovetail that with just more recent statements. I mean, like the last day. I could play you hours of this. And it's meant to cow you into their political move. But it's run by the technocrats. This isn't to help brown people or yellow people or whatever. This is race-based politics. And this is the left. But let's finish up with the latest on Epstein because I've been kind of shying away because I don't like saying these things on air, okay? So the Epstein Files on X is an excellent clearinghouse. They've been doing a good job, you know, putting credible, real stuff up. I'm like, oh, good. I have to go check this in the Justice Department every time to see if it's real. But I've noticed they've already spot checked it all, and I double check, and I'm like, okay, I can not do that extra. But stuff's so horrible. I go, let me go check myself. You know, okay, it's right. So I've double checked their stuff like 100 times. I'm kind of like, okay, they're doing the work. Let me go. More evidence of Epstein wanting to buy newborn babies. It's not evidence. There's hundreds of emails with dozens and dozens and dozens of women and other women, and then women in their FBI reports going back 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, saying, I was at Zorro Ranch, and they have you there, and they take your baby, or they cut it out of you. And then it's in the emails everywhere else. And then it's what Peter Nygaard was doing. So, again, go read this for yourself. And the woman's like, I sold you babies, but now you're not trying to give me money. And, you know, and he's like, well, I only told you I'd buy this, you know, do this with the baby. This is all Jeffrey Epstein's emails, okay? And then again, we already covered this, you know, delivering the adrenochrome, the beef jerky. The Epstein files keep getting weirder. On top of pizza and cheese, jerky beef shows up in spots that sound like code for human meat. It doesn't sound like it. It is. There's 1,700 mentions for dentist and full-on dental chair room. That's just one of them. He's got stuff way worse than that. And now let's look at this, okay? This is Mark Tramo, neurologist. Mark Jude Tramo, MD, PhD, is director of the Institute for Music and Brain Studies, a founding member of the executive board, co-director of the University of California, multi-campus research initiative, advocate, clinical professor, neurology at mind control, folks, at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, an adjunct professor, on and on. Now, let's look at this guy. Mark Tramo, neurologist, sends a message. Here's my closer printout. Cut it here somewhere. Here it is. Here's one of them. And there's lots of this talk about babies sucking on things, okay? Now, again, Gunderson, one of the many horrid things he told me that have all come out, this is like one of the final said, if you just tuned in, that they like to starve a baby and then have it perform fellatios. It desperately tries not to starve to death by a man putting his erect penis in its mouth. Sorry, just telling you. Here he is talking to Jeffrey Epstein. Hi, G. Thanks for sending Richard Johnson my way. I trust the kind words I shared with him are acceptable to you. If not, please let me know ASAP. I'm on the road. My cell is blacked out. A-OK. Then I hope you realize this recognition for all you do for so many of us, in my opinion, delivering goodies to the mail. Adrenochrome, overdue and well-deserved. Cheers, Mark. P.S., was just reading today that newborns will suck on a pacifier more vigorously if it triggers playback of a recording of her mother's voice than another woman's voice. Have you read David Brooks' Social Animal? It was number one New York Times. I mean, folks, and then you've got all these other references to starving babies that came out last week. I mean, just wow, folks. And again, he's talking to another neuroscientist, but the former head of the Harvard operation about, we're going to turn all the kids trans, like, you know, over a decade ago. And then let's play this clip. I don't know if I gave you the number, sorry. I remember about a year ago, Roseanne Barr, who comes off as wild and crazy because she's covering wild and crazy things, and she has all these Hollywood contacts. She's been told, and she covers all the stuff we cover, and she's interviewed, you know, the MKUltra victims that are confirmed, like Kathy O'Brien and others. And she's like, listen, they're eating babies. They're drinking their blood. And, of course, she all got attacked for that, and Tucker Carlson did, less than a year ago. But how does that sound now? Let's go to that clip.
It's going to be the emperor went to Epstein Island and ate people. And you know they do that. You know they eat babies. That is not bullshit. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They're full-on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh, and they drink human blood. They do, Tucker. Stop staring at me like that.
You're freaking me out, man. Because you spent your life in the entertainment business, so I think you have some authority on this.
So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults, and they've covered it all up.
Now, there's something else going on here. I noticed Bongino did it. I've got the club. But I saw like a 5 minute, I wanted it in context, so I looked around for it and watched like 20 minutes of it, gave me a headache. He's like, I'm going to battle you anti-Semites. I'm taking you down. This Epstein stuff's all anti-Semitic. How dare you say all this stuff? And yeah, there's some Jew bashers that are in there doing it, but it's a cover for this. Still, Tucker, this blood drinking and Satanism, yeah, there's some Jews involved, but I don't really know anybody credible saying it's just a Jewish thing or predominantly a Jewish thing. Historically and culture, we know it goes on everywhere. But they're then attacking Tucker and others saying, oh, you're making it about Jews. Roseanne Barr's Jewish. But they inject that. Oh, when you see this stuff, it's about Jews. So somebody's putting out all these fake AI videos of Trump raping kids. The little girl's bleeding, and then he points at her. And it's like, wait, that's a famous event he was at. They cut that video in. Again, that obscures what's really going on here. And Bongino, talking about Darren Headlines, he looks like somebody has a gun to his head now. I actually feel sorry for him. So there's a bunch more of these, just cannibal after cannibal after cannibal. I mean, look at this to Epstein, and they blacked out the names. I don't want to be too demanding, but the last time the food was cold. Can you please make sure the food is hot? Cold pizza, and you look at the, that's dead kids, and cold pasta are disgusting. Do you still want us for lunch? Woody said that you should write back Woody, meaning that you just want Woody for lunch today. Just so you know, that won't go over too well. And all they talk about is the lunch and the deliciousness. And oh, they got to have it again. And now there's one piece of pizza for seven people, but oh, it's so sweet. And then they make jokes about it. Jeffrey's becoming the new Mother Teresa. Feeding hungry children. It's a joke, feeding hungry children to people. Feeding hungry children and taking care of the poor. If this happens, I will get very scared and end of the world is soon. That's to Jeffrey Epstein from Boris Nikolic. Now, here's President Bukele in El Salvador that was taken over by the CIA and Bill Clinton and MS-13, trained like 10,000 of them, declassified partially, in L.A. to send them back and take it over as a drug base. And he went in and he talked about prayer to another video I had. I think I forgot to send it to you. Maybe I had it yesterday. About how he thought there'd be huge casualties taking out, you know, this 100,000 guys that were murderers, killers, that, you know, admitted, you know, that they're into it. And he's put the videos out. I've shown them where they raid the main headquarters, and it's like black pentagrams, dead bodies, videos of kids being murdered and killed. You had a bunch of MS-13 inductions. Or what's the term you use for it? Rites of passage initiations, where, you know, MS-13 grabbed a 10-year-old girl off the school bus and took her and tortured her for 3 days and raped her for Satan and then drank her blood. This is what they do, folks. And he literally took out this satanic network. And just 30 years ago, the Mexican gangs, because I've studied it and I've covered it that long, no women, no kids, like Tony Montana says. Then they started worshiping the Grim Reaper. Then they got into devil worshiping. And then the devil worshiper groups take over. Now it's almost all devil worshipers. It's an operating system. If you're out murdering and killing and destroying, of course you're going to have a religion of this. So the scale of torturing kids, drinking their blood, that's terrible and horrible. But like Stalin said, one man dies is a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. They scale it up with the poison shots, everything else. That's the real killing. The transgender surgeries, all of it killing their fertility. So here's the president of El Salvador explaining, and you can research this and see endless videos they put out on TV. And that's how he's got 90%+ support. And now the crime is the lowest basically in the world. And everybody's investing there and it's totally safe. And I've been invited to move down there. I'll probably, if the Democrats get back in, I'm probably going to escape, go down and be there. been invited repeatedly by the president. I just haven't been able to leave because got the enemy hovering over hover us. But, I mean, this is how serious this is, folks. This is how real this is. Let's go to the president. Here it is.
Many people don't know that our enemy was not just the flesh and blood, but spiritual as well. The gangs didn't just murder, rape, extort. They also worship Satan. Straight up, literally. When we went to their homes to arrest them, we discovered altars they've been using for satanic rituals. This is well documented. We put up the pictures, the videos right away. But for some reason, the global mainstream media didn't think it was worth it to cover it. But we know gangs in El Salvador were satanic, and they worship Satan, and some of those gangs are here in the United States.
All right. But here's Todd Blanche last week saying, and he's so pathetic, like, look at the reporter. Oh, you got proof? What is it? Oh, if we knew about any abuse, we'd be dealing with it. There's nothing. Same story we heard 10, 11 months ago from Bongino. And people know I'm not an infighter. But if Bongino's not in our team, it's not infighting, it's fighting the enemy. He thinks he'll sit up there with that New York tough guy thing and beat us over the head, and you're all the traitors, I'm the real guy, I'm the patriot. You never served, you never done anything, I never served. Served in what, the FBI? Covering stuff up? I served the real trenches, launching the entire movement that Trump sailed in on. We got a lot of good done, I don't apologize for that. But the minute Trump clearly starts siding with evil, even though it's much smaller than Democrats, it doesn't matter. That's how it works. I didn't jump ship. You jump ship. Here's Todd Blanche.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well, I mean, they're the men who abuse the young women through Epstein's...
We said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July, if we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women.
You know, we'll do it next hour because it'll take the crew a few minutes to find it. There's four Bondi statements. Twice on Fox News, when she's like, yeah, there's hundreds of victims and major leaders. They're all going to jail. I've seen it. Then it's her undercover going, oh, my God, hundreds of kids. You won't believe the guy's doing it. It's terrible. They're raping kids. It's so horrible. And then Project Veritas, well, it's not Veritas now, OMG puts that out. And then a few days later, she does a press conference. And this is an aside. Says, yeah, it's hundreds of kids being raped, and we're going to release it. Then she comes out a month later or whatever and says, no, it was just child porn collection he had. Oh, really? Buying babies from people and burying women and all this stuff. Come on. So we need to take that Todd Blanche clip and have him say that and then cut to Bondi. Oh yeah, we've seen it. We know the men, they're going to get it. Yeah. Hundreds of victims. And then, oh no, nothing to see. I mean, just like, don't insult our intelligence. I wasn't even telling Trump how to cover it up 10 months ago when this started. I just said, if you're going to do this, guys, shut up. It's just a point to the listeners. I mean, it's just like, wow. And then Trump's like, no, no, no. Epstein was bad. Yes, we'll look at it. We'll bring it out. And now Congress is going to be given access, which they have right to the unredacted names. They can go into there and look at as much as they want. Good. That'll all be cherry-picked. And it'll be the cherry-picked stuff where Trump didn't do anything when it comes to actual crimes, except of what's happening now that I do think is a crime against humanity. And the left will clip that out 2 seconds long and take it out of context. You guys are 5 trillion times more guilty. You're the ones targeting our kids. You're the scum. You're the devil's tip of the spear. And Trump is shining you. So all you leftist influencers and CNN, MSNBC, and all you celebrating Young Turks spitting this on Republicans, Trump is just with like a velvet glove polishing the spear. He's polishing you. That's why I'm mad at him. You are the spear. You're the spear they stick in the kids and destroy them. You. So my vitriol is for you. And again, when you notice people's energy and it's all about Trump, nope, say, up, yep, Trump's going sideways, wrong, boom, here's the documents. Bondi, Blanche, tell us about the walnut sauce. Tell us about one piece of pizza for 7 people. Tell us about 7, 9, and 11. We'll entertain you well in the hot tub, Mr. Podesta. Tell us about the beef jerky. Tell us about delivering the medical deliverance of the meat jerky, beef jerky, all over the world to rich people. Begging for it. I need more of that. Injecting the blood of tortured children. The Queen of England and her mother lived off kids' blood, but it was 12 years old. They passed the law and they agreed to it. And, you know, the kids get money for college, $5,000 per, you know, IV bag. Okay. But no, this is a little different. And I refuse to be part of it. So here we are. But just remember every time the bots and the holier-than-thou, Trump, he deserves it. Spend 10% of your time saying, too bad Trump sold out. And he's still got a lot of great agenda we should support, but on this he did. But spend your time on Larry Summers. Spend your time on Richard Branson. Spend your time on all these Harvard people. Spend your time on the ones on the list saying, please give me more goodies. And then ask yourself, let's throw the HD of this up. I saw this morning as people ferret through it. It's the FBI directives. I called FBI agents, 2 of them, to check this to make sure I was reading it right. They say, no, it shows the office, the investigation, where it was, New York. And they're saying in this, put the HD up for people. They're saying in this, this is going on last year, they said, yeah, we're going to redact. Scroll down to the blue, please. They say, this is the big deal here. Some photos depict victims, unknown identified females and males, former U.S. presidents, Secretary of State, and other celebrities. And that's what they're blacking out. And I talk to FBI guys, and they go, former FBI, and they go, well, yeah, that's why they're all pooling it together, but you should be redacting presidents and leaders anyways because they're not involved in anything wrong, right? They're public figures. Do not redact them. So you know right there it's wrong. Who is in that? So Todd Blanche says there's no evidence of anybody involved, but here he is saying all these guys, including connected to stuff of abuse of people, take it out. And if it comes out as Trump, I'll be all over it. It's not. You think Trump? A, I don't think Trump's into that stuff. B, you think Trump's going to let people get control of him like that? It's the opposite. Just like the hookers pissing on him. That was all fake. That's admitted fake. That's not a defense of Trump. It's just the truth. I analyze stuff. No, he did this because he wants to turn America around. It's all about the $20 trillion he got invested. The economy is starting to turn around. It's working. And he's like, if it comes out that half our leadership are devil worshipers that literally murder children, the whole world's going to turn against us and it's over for us. And Babylon will fall in 1 hour, as Revelation says. Well, justice be done, may the heavens fall. You know, this country's gotten so satanic. There's all these lazy, spoiled, demonic people everywhere. Here's my thing. I prayed about this for hours and hours last week. And God told me, put it out. Go straight at them. Take the gloves off and you let me worry about what happens. Stop worrying. Bring it out. So I'm on warpath now. I've been on warpath. But it's clobbering time, to quote Ben Grimm. But before the Democrats sit there and have an orgasm, I'm coming after you. Oh, I'm going to, the proviso, yep, Trump joined you. Now you're going to get it. You are the pedophiles. You are the ones targeting kids. You're the ones that are publicly doing it. And you think we're so stupid, we don't know that. So, and I've watched him. They want to make it all about Trump. Maybe he turns it around. Maybe he 180s at this point. But I'm not going to sit here and hope for that anymore. So you want to declare war on me, Bongino? Do it, buddy. All of you, come on. It's not that I'm that tough, but God's behind me. And if God wants me to die tomorrow, if God wants me to be taken off the air tomorrow, that's God's will. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to, buddy. I don't sit around and think about the consequences to me. I sit around and think about what is the right thing to do. And I believed overall, with all the great things Trump did, that I was just hoping that we're going to get it right and come on and doing everything I could publicly about these. And I'm sorry. At the end of the day, my integrity, my soul, he crossed the line here with Todd Blanche and them and all, and then and this. And notice, you don't hear any liberals. It's all about Trump's cover up. It's not about their bosses literally killing kids. So just remember. They think you're stupid. They think it's funny. But I say, if Trump goes down with them, great. I'm serious. Let's just say, okay, Trump, we're coming after you, and we're coming after the Democrats that you obviously have joined. If you just told us how great Bill Clinton is, great. You're like the Viking King. We'll put you all in the same boat together and sell your ass out to sea with the Democrats. And I mean that as an analogy, not literally. We're not going to burn Trump up with you. You're burning yourself up, buddy. But I ain't getting on your Viking ship. I ain't going to be immolated with you. No. I just can't do it, man. I've never sold out to anything in my life, and I hate selling out to this. But to me, it's not selling out to money or success. All I get is persecution supporting Trump, which makes me think, well, he must be good. I'm being persecuted. And I know Trump's done a lot of good, but it's that this is the hard road to go after Trump. That's why I must go down it. But through that, every millisecond attacking the Democrats so they can't edit the tape. The Democrats are the enemy. The left's the enemy. Keir Starmer, they're the ones. They're the problem. Why did Trump join them? We're so sad. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.